Well, I hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on in, lovely weather, for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling, my friends are calling you. Come on in, lovely weather, for a sleigh ride together with you.
Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome to another one of these. Oh, that was too quick, huh? This is by a little band called Senior Discount, provided to us by our friend Chuck Staten. Little Christmas music for you. Enjoy. Well, there you go. All right, enough of that. Now we got to get into the real problems of the world. So today we're starting with, I got an email today that just made me furious, which probably, it shouldn't make me furious, but it did. So fuck it, we're doing it. So I bought someone on my Christmas list something from the Columbia store. The one that makes jackets, not, I didn't buy them drugs. And, you know, of course I got a thing that's like, you know, hi Columbia fans, you can help build a more rewarding experience for everyone. Please take a moment to leave feedback on your ordering experience. Now, I hate this bullshit so much. These fucking companies send out these fucking customer surveys for why? Like, what am I going to say? Here was my entire experience with Columbia. I clicked on a link for a thing that someone wanted. I put in a bunch of information and I bought it. That is my experience. A. So there's nothing to talk about. I have nothing to share with you about that. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, I wish it was easier, but it's really not that hard. I do think Columbia was one of the ones where it's like, do you want to make an account or check out as a guest? And I'm always like, never make a fucking account for something if you don't have to. Because like, why having your information in more places is not a good thing. You know what I mean? Don't do that. This is Pete's helpful information professional advice. Don't put your information anywhere that you don't have to. They don't need to keep your credit card number. I mean, Columbia definitely doesn't, because I'll buy something from them 5 times in my life, probably. But, you know, even something that you think you might revisit, I wouldn't do it. You know what I mean? I do it on, like, Amazon, because obviously I'm going to fucking be there. And sometimes they force you. You know, I think like Ticketmaster or something might force you to do it because then you have to whatever because they're like, fuck you. But anyway, don't do it unless you have to. But I was extra mad about the tone of, I was also extra mad because I was like, they want to know about my experience. But I mean, I bought something like a week ago. Obviously, this is a Christmas present. Pretty fucking likely, right? I mean, I live in Colorado. It's mid-December and I bought, you know, a sweater from them or whatever. Obviously a Christmas present. So why are you asking me about my experience with this when it's like, I haven't even given the gift yet. Like, what do I know? But I also was extra infuriated because it's like, you can help build a more rewarding experience for everyone. Please take a moment to leave feedback on your ordering experience. And it's like, it's almost trying to guilt me into be like, make this better for everybody. You know what I mean? You can change the world. Right? And here's why this exists. I'm going to just be honest with why I think this exists. I think this exists because somebody somewhere needs a fucking job. And they're like, okay, well, here's our job. We make surveys and we collect it. And then, you know, we give you that feedback. And it's like, who fucking cares? So anyway, I'm going to fill it out. I'm going to be proactive and I'm going to tell them exactly how I feel. How satisfied were you with this purchase experience at Columbia.com? This includes ease of site use, product availability, shipping, customer service, etc. I'm going to say I was extremely dissatisfied. Okay, also, they have a 0 to 10 scale. Like, do you think that's enough fucking nuance for a online shopping experience to have a 0 to 10 scale? That is ridiculous. So I'm going to say, first off, a 0 to 10 scale is ridiculous. for this question. I mean, what's the difference between a 6 and a 7? Objectively. Dumb. The email requesting a survey was far and away the worst part. Waste of time. I mean, here I am doing it, but whatever. Waste of time. Stop sending people this stuff. Nobody cares. You are not getting useful information. Fire. Don't hire a survey company. Don't hire a survey company. Pass on the fractions of pennies to your customers. How likely are you to return to Columbia.com for a future purpose? I mean, I'm like a 5. How likely are you to recommend to a friend or colleague? 0. I'm not going to be like, oh, Columbia is amazing. Timeliness. See, this is a problem too. What they do is they ask you these questions, you know, and I'm highly dissatisfied or highly satisfied or NA. But it's like timeliness of delivery. And it's like, fine, it was fine. Like, I don't fucking care. Did they give me the right thing? Yes. Quality of product? I don't know. I haven't seen it. Condition of packaging? Like, who cares? Condition of products? But, like, the thing is, when you look at this stuff, you're like, okay, so here they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions, right? But most of these questions are like, okay, I'm going to say, oh, they were highly satisfied with the condition of the packaging. And I'm like, well, what did I expect? I didn't expect it to come in a fucking metal briefcase handcuffed to some guy's wrist. I mean, it was in a goddamn box. Who gives a shit? Condition of the product also is one that I'm like, well, wouldn't you be highly satisfied or highly dissatisfied? Because you're like, well, this thing came and it was all fucked up, or this thing came and it was what it was supposed to be. Did you return any of the items? No. And then they're like, oh, see, this indicates blah, blah, blah. Now I can share my experience with friends by commenting below and sharing my experience on social media. So now I can share this on Instagram or Google Plus or Twitter. I can share that I took a survey through Columbia. Like, what the fuck? No thanks, assholes. This is really dumb. One of the stupidest surveys I've ever seen. If you want to stop getting these emails, click here. Unsubscribe successful. I like to, they always do this, like, you know, you unsubscribe and then it takes you to this like shitty looking unsubscribe page that's just like, okay, well, we don't care about you anymore because you unsubscribed. So we don't care that this looks like, you know, it looks like error 404 or something rather than an actual thing. Because they're like, fuck this guy. He's done. Anyway, there you go. That's my Columbia survey experience. Trying to think of some great experiences I've had recently. I had a good idea. I wish if anyone out there listening to this is highly musically talented, I'd like to collaborate on a project. And it's a very stupid project that will make us no money. So the project that I thought would be funny is to take Backstreet Boys hits, but then change the lyrics around so that it's like they were sung by NSYNC, and NSYNC hints into Backstreet Boys. For example, you take the NSYNC hint Bye 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 and you say, you know, Backstreet Boys, 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 we are the Backstreet Boys. Just some boys running in the back streets. You know, something like that. Might sound crazy, but we're Backstreet Boys. Boys, 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 boys. You know, NSYNC's back, all right. do it that way. Tell me why, because we are the Backstreet. I don't know whose that was. I don't know if that was originally one or the other. Point being, I'd love to do one album of Backstreet Boys and one of NSYNC. And, you know, the lyrics will be ridiculously to the point of pointing out that they are the other band. You know, a lot of, like, putting in the band members' names and stuff like that. Like, hey, I'm Alex. I'm Steve. I don't know what the fuck their names were. JC? Was there a JC? There was a Justin Timberlake. So, you know, in a lot of the Backstreet Boys talking about, like, my name's Justin Timberlake. I'm here to say I like being in Backstreet Boys in a major way. That was what rap used to be. It was you, here's who you were, and here's what you were here to say. And you were here to say it in a major way. So anyway, get back to me on that. If you, you know, if you feel like you've got talent, but you just looking to kill some time. Okay, I saw this thing the other day that was like, this has gone too far for me. So, like, there's an entire show online called Sneaker Shopping with Complex. I don't know what Complex is, but it's like, so-and-so goes sneaker shopping with Complex. And people go and they buy sneakers. Now, I don't really know. I have to say, like, I do not understand modern sneakers. Modern sneakers look so fucking stupid to me. Like, they're weird. They look like Back to the Future shoes, and they just look, it's like how I feel about maybe early 2000s, like, purses and stuff, like Coach purses, which I think look stupid. But I feel like you buy it and it's like, yeah, this is covered in the Coach logo, because then everyone knows that this is what you bought, right? And so now I've had to, like, look this up on YouTube again, which I regret, because I'm like, I don't want this to be recommended. I don't know. Oh, I do know how, because I was watching it and it was two guys from the Impractical Jokers. So I've watched a bunch of Impractical Jokers clips on YouTube, and then here we go. So then they came up because they had done this sneaker shopping thing, right? And then, like, the price of the sneaker, everything, it's fucking crazy. But they're so ugly. So should I just pick one? This one's been watched. Okay. Post Malone goes sneaker shopping with Complex. And I guess Complex, I don't think that's a guy. But I think that's a thing. This is how far out I am. Post Malone, I know, is a guy. This has been watched 9.1 million times. So 9.1 million times people have watched this guy go sneaker shopping. I turned down the ad. Because here's the thing. You know, we got to put an ad before a video that's about sneaker shopping. I mean, what the fuck? Where do we even live right now? I'm 1,000 years old, but here we are. All right, let's hit play on this bad boy and let's see what happens. P.S. I know nothing about Post Malone. I don't actually know, like, what he is. I think he's a rapper. But you see how I say that with a huge question mark on the end? It's like, I think he's a rapper? I think that just because I'm pretty sure he has, like, a face tattoos, and that seems to be, like, a new rapper thing. Like, if you're a rapper in 2018, you've got face tattoos. And you're just like, okay, well, I'm committing to rap because I'm going to do fucking face tattoos. Face tattoos. I have a lot to say about face tattoos, to be honest with you. Face tattoos, I just think are, it just seems like you're aggressively committing to the fact that you're like, this is how I'm going to show everyone how different I am and how I don't care, or like how whatever. But it's like the ultimate in, you know, I don't care, but I do care that everyone knows I don't care. Does that make any sense? It's like, yeah, if you really didn't give a fuck what anyone thought about you, why, you wouldn't need to tell everyone that you didn't give a fuck about what they thought about you. Obviously, you care that what people think about you, because if you've got a fucking face tattoo, everyone has to know how little you care. Like, it's important to you. Anyway, so let's watch a man buy some shoes. Gotta turn up some volume. Don't worry, we're just seeing like pictures of Los Angeles. Oh, and here's, okay. Yep, here's Post Malone, bunch of tattoos, bunch of fucking shoes.
What up, everybody? It's Joe from Complex. We're in LA with Post Malone.
Hi.
At the new Flight Club. Gonna do some sneaker shopping today. Gonna see what
Post Malone is wearing, like a flannel shirt and then like cycling shorts and socks with sandals. I'm pretty sure this is on purpose, but I don't know.
Feeling what he's not, and then hopefully he's going to buy some sneakers.
Let's get weird, boy.
He wore sandals, so you know he's going to buy sneakers.
Exactly. These are for comfortability, for quick access.
Comfort.
I know shoes is hard. You get a little hot, a little sweaty. So I just brought these, so it's not too much work.
Let's go.
Get right into it.
Okay, they're just walking past a huge pegboard with a bunch of fucking sneakers on it. Also, all the sneakers are shrink-wrapped, which is fucking crazy. Like, it's crazy that you would buy sneakers and now they come individually shrink-wrapped. I mean, here's the thing. This is probably not interesting to most people listening to this, because this is grandpa who's been exposed to a fucking entire world of shit that I vaguely knew existed. But I didn't know that it was this mainstream. I didn't know that like 9.1 million people would watch some guy shop for sneakers.
So Post, looking at this wall, are there any sneakers that stand out that you have stories about?
Yeah, man. 11s have always been one of my favorite ones. I remember these Concords at South by Southwest.
Yeah, and they just talk about, you know, they're like, oh yeah, like these, and they say the name of something, and I'm like, what? You know, what does that mean? What is this? What's going on?
2015. I wore them the whole time, and I got so drunk and I threw them across the street. I was very emotional and very angry at that moment. I don't know why.
What happened?
It was just faded.
Okay.
Had a pair of these ones.
I do like that. What happened? Oh, I was drunk. I was fucked up. So I threw my shoes across the street.
Are these jaunts?
Yeah.
Ice blue. Maybe
now, like the ones he's talking about, the ones he's picking, I have to say, are the more what I would call conservative, in that they look like fucking shoes. They don't have like weird shit all over.
And these are South by two, but I'm not quite sure.
Maybe those survived though. Weren't thrown across the street.
No, yeah, these ones made it.
Okay.
More sneakers. Just
Post,
sneakers.
We see so many athletes have their own signature sneakers in some of your songs. You mentioned James Harden. You mentioned a bunch of people. What do you think about signature sneakers and how many there are?
Yeah, man. I mean, this part's really going to kick my ass because I really don't know anything about this stuff. There's so many of them, mm-hmm. and they're all pretty atrocious.
Really? Not.
Oh. I didn't think I would agree with him, but like we're looking at shoes that look like they were made out of Klingon foreheads. You know, they've got, that just tells you everything you need to know about me, right? I'm like, yeah, it looks like a Klingon forehead. This cool thing, I'm comparing it to this not cool thing. But like, they're fucking ugly as fuck. Also, I can't believe that we're still, you know, Air Jordans come out, right? And I remember when I was like less than 10 years old, my dad had a pair of Jordans, like the first kind that was available. And I remember hearing about them and thinking, you know, that they cost a ridiculous amount of money. Like they were so expensive and nobody had them. And he like kept them in the closet, you know, in the box, and wore them when he was playing basketball, which was basically never. And so, but how is it that, you know, as a child, I was like, I can't wait till I can fit into my dad's Jordans because then I'm going to wear them and then be good at basketball. That's what I thought when I was like 8. Like, how is an adult, you know, now I'm 35 and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I don't really think that buying so-and-so's shoes are going to make me as good of a player as them. You know, no more than I would think like, hey, you know, so-and-so, I mean, Michael Phelps endorsed fucking Rosetta Stone. Do I think if I do Rosetta Stone, I'm going to be a good swimmer? Like, it's the same logic. It's the same way they're trying to sell this shit. You know, I don't know. I don't think if I learn Chinese with Rosetta Stone, I will be like, and that'll probably really improve my swimming. Obviously not. I will probably have a bunch of gold medals and shit. But it's crazy to see that, to look at this man with one of the worst, you know, hairstyles I've ever seen. He might not have a face tattoo, but he definitely has neck tattoo. Dressed horrifically, but he's like, these are atrocious looking shoes. And I'm like, you know what? The youth have their heads screwed on straight.
Man,
I mean, there's a few of them.
No good. Kobe? No good.
He keeps
unless
doing
you really
the,
shredding
the kill it
the
sign.
Court?
Yeah.
Man, I don't really. Hey, how do you wear them?
High ankle support.
It's good. Yeah. Great support. Maybe I should wear them during the shows. I get my jump up a little bit, like a couple inches.
And what about new guys like Kyrie?
Kyrie. These aren't that bad. Mm-hmm. These are pretty nice. I like.
See, that's a fairly plain black shoe with some blue highlights and then a big E on the back for some reason.
Material that they're made out
matches
of.
Matches what you have on.
$120.
Wait, yeah, how about that? Yeah, these are tight. I like the D on there. I don't know what it
is. Duke.
Duke.
Yeah.
Duke. Is that where he went?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense then. These, like.
I'm enjoying this guy way more than I thought I would because he's just like, what's the D? And he's like, Duke. That's where he went to school. And he's like, okay. I guess that makes sense. Fuck it, though. I don't really care.
KD's.
Come on.
See, again, like, why would I buy a pair of Nike basketball shoes that are, like, advertising for Duke University? Like, is Duke University, like, that is so far from anything that I care about remotely where I'm like, fuck yeah. I mean, what? God. I was just like, I wonder what shoes my alma mater, Texas Women's University, is going to put out. But those will be some real fucking awesome sneakers.
Damn. What are you doing? Better make you run fast.
That was always my old gym teacher would always be like, if you had new sneakers on, which was always obvious when you were a kid, because it's like, yeah, I mean, you wore your shoes until they were basically destroyed or you outgrew them at some point. And so like your new sneakers looked brand new, shiny white for like 3 days. And, you know, my gym teacher would always be like, all right, new sneakers, you're going to run faster, jump higher. And you'd be like, fuck yeah. But then it's like, yeah, that was a joke. I mean, that was a complete joke, guys. These look like I'm looking at a pair of shoes that looks like futuristic ski boots. Ugly as fuck.
Special wall in Flight Club. So many rare pairs of sneakers. Drake's OVOs, you have very Supremes.
Nice. Okay, again, Drake. Drake has a pair of shoes. Why? He's like a singer, song maker, producer, whatever. What the fuck qualifies him to make a sneaker at all? You know, the funny part about this is like, you got to take it all. You got to take everything with a grain of salt, right? Because I'm like, moderation is everything. But, you know, there's so many of these studies out there that I think we'd be foolish to ignore about, like, there might be some huge advantages to, you know, walking around in shoes with, like, very little support and very little sole to them and stuff. The closer to barefoot experience is better because, I mean, surprise, surprise. Like, how long have we been wearing shoes as a species versus how long we were barefoot? So what is your body designed to do? Probably it's, you know, better ergonomically to be barefoot. So you have this crazy shoe and it's like, oh yeah, you have this ankle support. And it's like, I mean, sure, if you hurt your ankle at some point and you need ankle support, maybe. But overall, it's like, maybe we'd be better off with shit that was lighter. I used to do a ton of hiking when I was like in my early 20s, right? And it was always about like hiking boots. Everyone had to get hiking boots and whatever. And I tried them for a long time and I was always tripping over them and stuff because I didn't wear boots except when I was hiking. And finally, I was like, fuck this. I'm going to just wear my running shoes because I was like, I put a lot of miles on these. Like, I'm comfortable in them. I know how they work. And it was fine. I did not have problems. I wasn't like, God damn it. If only I had these boots. I don't know what people need the support for. I don't know what they're thinking.
Some of your favorites?
I have both of these, the Supreme 5s, but they made my feet look absolutely wonky, and I couldn't wear them. These are wild.
The Cause 4s, yeah.
Just showed me these
just fucking
crazy.
Shoes. They're just touching
shoes.
And these
ones are outlandish.
M&M's.
Yeah, the M&M
there you go.
Carhartt jaunts.
M&M, Carhartt, and Air Jordan. So this is like three things, and I believe Air Jordans are a Nike thing, so it's like four things. Like, why is why is Eminem making a shoe? Why is Carhartt making a shoe like with a wrapper? Why is Air Jordan making a shoe? Why is Nike making a shoe? Like, why are these things collaborating? It makes no fucking sense. Like, it's like, let's get into a room. All right, Nike / Air Jordan is like, all right, that's a thing, right? They make shoes. I guess they kind of know what they're doing. But then you're like, who should we put in the room with them to help them? How about Eminem and Carhartt? They seem to know a lot about shoes.
Only $15,000.
$15,000.
But they're fire. It's a nice denim. Patchwork. Sturdy. You think you can hike in these? They go great with my lumberjack shirt.
You like to switch it up. You're in.
See, I think again, because he was like looking at the camera, only $15,000. I don't think he's being serious. I think he's fucking around. Because $15,000, is that right? Let's see. Eminem, Carhartt, Jordans. Let's see if we can find them. Oh, this says $30,000 for these. How to win them. Okay, so these are like basically collector sneakers. This isn't even like a real shoe. This is saying 15,000 to 25,300 from Flight Club. I like how this is called Flight Club and even using a font. I find this borderline offensive because it's like, it rhymes. But then you're like, okay, so Fight Club was kind of all about like how this fucking shit is stupid. Like how stupid it would be to buy something like this. I mean, it has a message in there about that. And then this is like, yeah, let's take that because it sounds cool and it's about fighting. So I could buy them. They don't even have them in my size. Oh, you know what? Mine would only be $18,000. $18,000. And there's only two left at that price. Only one left in a 9 and an 8 and a 7.5. By the way, if you're some motherfucker walking around, you're an adult man, you wear 7.5 size shoes, you got no business paying $18,000 for your shoes. That is not going to make people think you're cool. That is going to make everyone assume that you have a teeny, tiny penis. Now, you know what I'd probably do? Size 13 is $15,000. So I could save $3,000 by going up three sizes. They wouldn't really fit, but I could just wear like two pairs of ski socks, right? Or if I went up one size, I'd save $600. I mean, is this what people do like when they're buying this kind of stuff? Are they like, let me think about this. You know, I could save. I mean, you're not really trying to save money, are you? Oh, and you could buy Kanye West sneakers, Yeezys. Okay, here's an Adidas ugly ass shoe that's only $255. Oh, here's a fucking ugly shoe that looks like your grandma would wear it that's $245. So that's reasonable. I mean, okay, here's one that is $85. And it's kind of plain looking, but at least I'm like, you know what? That is an amount I would pay for a shoe. Here's like a thing that looks like some kind of buoy to warn you out of waters you shouldn't be in that's $300. Like, this is fucking crazy. This entire world of this stuff is crazy.
And you're in some Saint Laurent, you're in Chelsea boots.
Yeah.
How important for you is it to keep people guessing on what you're gonna wear?
Well, yeah, you know, you don't want to get people to be bored of your feet. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to keep your feet popping, as you can tell.
See?
You don't want people to get bored of your feet. I cannot tell. This is one of these frustrating people that I'm like, he might be smart. He might be fucking with us. I mean, because he's wearing these sandals. You know, he's wearing the worst look ever as far as your feet go. He couldn't be in a worse condition here. And it's like, yeah, I mean, he's right.
Tell. That's why they're behind this wire so nobody can touch them.
The sandals.
yeah, you know, you got to keep them on their toes, keep them guessing, because you never know.
Little shoe joke there for you.
Bieber.
Yeah.
Bieber has a pretty good shoe collection.
Yeah.
What was his like? Did you ever compare? Are you not like that? Are you competitive with him or what?
No, I mean, if he wanted to, he could really buy Jesus Christ Jordans. and I can't, but I know he has like 1,000 pairs of white Huaraches.
Okay.
In a tub.
Really?
Yeah.
Just sitting, waiting to
just waiting to be used.
See, have you ever compared yourself to Justin Bieber? Like, when you start getting down that road, aren't you just like, what am I doing with my life? Then I got this asshole asking me, like, you and Justin Bieber ever have a sneaker war? Like, I think I would just, if I was on this at that point, I'd be like, I'm going to just pull out a pistol and put it in my mouth, because this is what my life has become. You know, I'm on a thing and someone is asking me legitimately whether or not I've ever compared sneakers with Justin Bieber. Like, there are so many factors in there of things that I should not care about. So now he's on the ladder, looking at sneakers, holding one up to his face like it's a phone. LOL.
Are you in the zone yet of brands sending you free sneakers?
I'm with it. Are you kidding me? I'm always with it. I'm trying to do a deal and make my own sneakers.
Who would it be with?
Whoever got the most money.
Yeah.
This is another thing, too, that, like, you don't really know, but, you know, celebrities wear these expensive things, but it's like they just fucking get them for free. It's like this horrible cycle, because then we're all trying to keep up with them, and it's like, well, first of all, they're the only people who could afford them, and second of all, they get all that shit for free.
And whoever's got the most juice, you know, I'm with it. I got a lot of great ideas in this head of mine, and definitely make some crazy wild shoes.
What would they look like?
They would be super high.
Okay.
Maybe up to here. Even.
He's showing like up almost to the bottom of his
boots,
knee.
But sneakers. Okay. You know how the Kobe goes kind of high. I want them just like that, and I want them to be super tight. Like those Converse those girls used to wear in middle school.
The laces
all the way up. Yeah. And they'd have like the cowboy boot tip where it goes all the way up. Like,
put a cowboy boot tip on a sneaker.
Yeah.
Someone
just
needs
give me
to
a
get
call
this
and
done.
I'll give you the rendering up and we can make this happen.
Let's do it.
So you can't tell if this guy's a dumbass and he's making this up right now, or if he's just like fucking around. He's like, I don't know. What would I do? I would just do some stupid shit, because that seems to be what this is.
You heard it. Post, we talked about everything. Now it's time for you to do some shopping. And
by the way, the same host is on here, Joe LaPuma. And it's like, Joe LaPuma. And you're like, so this is your job. Your job is you get these like asshole celebrities to come in and buy sneakers and show them and ask them questions about their footwear. Like, what is that what your life is? Is that all this guy is? Is this guy like a guy? Who is he? Everyone's Googling Joe LaPuma height. Oh, he's currently the director of content strategy at Complex Media, handling big idea generation and execution along with the social networking of Complex's content. Okay, so he does nothing. He's conducted cover stories with everyone from Katy Perry and Justin Bieber to Rick Ross and Kid Cudi. Yeah, so okay, so basically he has a fucking nothing job. A terrible job that helps no one.
Someone's birthday who you may hook up.
Let's do it. Let's get weird.
I mean,
what's going
all
on,
this,
y'all? This is my sneaker extravaganza,
sneakers.
And I brought a very special guest with me. This is my pops. His name's Richard.
Post Malone's dad looks kind of like him, but a little shorter. He's wearing jeans and a tucked-in polo shirt. And he's got, like, his sunglasses clipped to the outside of his front pocket.
It's his birthday, and we're going to get him fly in some nice kicks. Come on.
He is the Dallas Cowboys assistant director of food and beverage.
Let's rock.
This is answering a question for me in a way.
So it looks like my sick dad already figured out.
Because and he's got a water bottle just in his back pocket. Like, this guy seems like a regular ass guy. And it makes me wonder, like, when your son is Post Malone, are you just like, what is, do you like understand it more? Are you like, yeah, I get where this is all coming from? Or are you just like, I'm just as baffled as anyone about what the fuck is going on?
What pair of shoes he wants? Show him out.
It will be these Jordans.
Those are dope.
Right? Syracuse colors, by the way, just in case anybody cares.
What do you like about them?
Well, I like the orange represent my alma mater, and the gray, the subtle tones of my personality, and then the whiteness with my
my
purity of lifestyle now.
Let's do it.
My purity of lifestyle now. He's picking out fairly normal shoes, and they cost $160, which is not
I'm Post Malone,
ridiculous,
and this
right?
is my dad, and you've been shoe-shocked. I'm gonna do my own sneaker show. Y'all better look out. These the jumps. What's going on?
They're my pops. Giant shoes.
Wendy's up in 11, boo.
They look like they're like size a million.
The total is 1767.19.
What a deal.
1700. See, and I can't tell when he looks at the thing and he's like, what a deal. If he's like, isn't this fucked up? Like, it seems like he might be looking at the camera and saying, like, isn't it fucked up that this is what this costs? And I'm just paying it. And you guys are watching it. Like, this is the whole world. Post Malone is going in my category of people who I can't tell if they're huge idiots or self-aware smart people. One of the authors I like, Carlton Mellick III, is like, where I'm like, I can't tell if he's like a secret genius and he's got it all figured out and we're the suckers, or if he's like insane. You know what I mean? Is he truly insane, or is he like, eh, you know, I got this cornered. I'm not going to work on Monday morning, so who's the idiot?
Thank you for shopping at Fight Club.
I just bought $1,700 worth of sneakers, and it doesn't even fucking matter. And I bought some stupid shoes for my dad that he probably doesn't even like, and he'll never wear. Who's the idiot?
So, as you guys can see, Post Malone came through, bought two pairs of sneakers for himself, one for his dad's birthday. Thanks for coming through,
man. Hey, thanks for having me, brother. Hell yeah.
Everyone, check out Beer Bongs and Bentley's coming soon.
Turn up, buddy.
There you go. So that's a thing I ran into. I'm just blown away by it. This has got to be the new... The sneakers thing has got to be the new... I was real disappointed when I was reading an interview with a musical person I like, Jason Isbell, because he was talking about how, you know, he's real into the sneakers. And he's buying them and they're expensive and whatever. And it's not a thing for me where I'm like, oh, you should be spending your money on charity, because I'm like, oh, fuck that. Like, what am I going to say? I'm not going to say that to somebody. I waste my money too. It's all proportional. But I was just like, why? Like, I don't understand the appeal of it. It's got to be like somebody who, I feel like a Puritan, and someone's telling me how much it costs to go out drinking for a night or something, and I'm just like, I don't understand why you would do that. Why? Why would you do that? It just doesn't make sense. It's the weirdest shit. It's ugly as fuck. And it's, you know what it is? It's just like the newest form of conspicuous consumerism. And it's like a status symbol. And then what happens is, you know, people who have this status set the trend, right? They come out with their own shoes and whatever. And then the people who want to imitate that status then buy those shoes. But then they got to make new, different looking shoes because at some point, you know, people who actually aren't super rich have those shoes, right? So then you got to make something new. And it just keeps cycling like that. It's like, do you ever think you're just going to be caught up and then you're like, now I look cool. Now people know my status. Or do you think you're going to be in a place where you're like, I've fooled the world into thinking that I'm wealthy and put together and have a solid emotional inner life? No, no one's ever going to think that. You're fucked. We're all fucked. Let it go. There you go. That's how we're ending this show. We're all fucked. Let it go. End of the show. End of Helpful Snowman for this week. Thanks to everyone for listening. I hope you're having good holidays, or like, you know, holiday preparations. You know, not the most fun time of year always, but hey, do what you can. I'm doing the Santa Urban Rampage this year. So that's a combination of a Santa Rampage with a mini golf tournament. It's planned. It's happening next week. If you listen to this and you want to come, you should. But if you don't, I'd encourage you to do your own kind of thing. Because you know what? It makes it a lot more fun. It makes Christmas more fun when you have something to look forward to that you like. Yeah. Fuck it. I mean, no one gets to tell you what it is, right? You decide. You have the power!
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.